scientists have studied communication among animals and have found that in some types of animals, there are specific calls or sounds for certain types of situations, like a raptor on the wing. Some scientists have found that when there's a raptor on the wing, these very small forest birds will make a very high-pitched sort of seet-seet call. And that means raptor on the wing, and other species of birds and animals recognize that and react to it. They'll take up the call. The alarm call will move through a forest. And in this one study, they found that it moved at about 200 miles an hour. So once you can tune into that, you can sort of take part in knowing what those conversations are about. And one thing I've learned from just being quiet in the forest is that birds have different voices for talking to each other. Like the jays, we think of them as scolding all the time. That's only because we're disturbing them. But when they're talking to each other, they have these very quiet little conversations, sort of whispered conversations. And it's very gentle seeming, very different than the jays we see. If you sit quietly long enough, the alarm settles down. You're not a threat. They know you're there, but you're not doing anything. So they quit being concerned with you. And then you can hear the normal sounds of the forest. This poem is called Stillness. In stillness, the self falls away, and there is only the universe. Air currents move through the tall pines, stroking their needles into song, carrying balsam fragrance and sunshine. Gold banner blossoms cluster in a pool of sunlight. A grasshopper crouches on a lichen-crusted boulder and surveys the world with eyes wise and zany. A bumblebee queen in orange and yellow spring finery pushes down the keel of a gold banner flower with her hindmost legs and inserts her proboscis. Nuthatches walk the tree trunks upside down, probing the bark fissures with intelligent beaks. A spider moves into darker shadow as a nuthatch beak enters its lair. A Steller's jay sees all this with bright black eyes, topknot raising and lowering in pantomimed commentary. In the distance, another jay scolds, and soon swoops in to join its companion in the branches, where they shout warnings together. The chickadees join in, abandoning their high, pure songs to declare their names in alarm. There are walkers in the woods, a man and a woman with a dog, their vibrating conversation rippling through the forest. The walkers pass by. The dog pauses to sniff bunch grass. In the branches, the jays scold and spiral upwards. The jays follow the walkers, swooping and gliding above. The human conversation is a bubble encapsulating the people. Farther away, other jays join in. Other chickadees take up the alarm calls. In the distance, red-breasted nuthatches sound their nasal trumpets. The dog trots after the walkers. The wave of alarm moves off into the distance, and the two jays return, settling down to preen and talk to each other in whisper songs. A squirrel takes up a pine cone and nips off a scale to extract the seed hidden beneath, wrapped in papery wings. I take up myself and walk towards home.